Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, an author, and a speaker. This show was created so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you can't figure out the answers to, so that you can get the answer from your guidance, and you can get the answers that can actually help you to make changes in your life. So welcome, everyone, to the show. And remember, if you call in and you have a question, you have to press the number one to have that symbol on my switchboard. Otherwise, I'll just let you listen forever and never call on you. Feel free to ask questions from the chat room. This is a show that's here for you to get the guidance and the understanding that you're looking for in your life. So please, don't hesitate to ask. All right. DC Love is supposed to be my guest today, but she wasn't sure she was going to be able to make it because she has grandchildren, and so far she hasn't shown up, so I don't know if she'll be here or not, but we will move on without her, and when she comes, we will welcome her. Okay, we are going to go to our first caller from area code 85. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I am blessed. I'm happy it's a Friday.
Me too. So what's going on?
Well, I've been developing my abilities more and more every day, and I was just sitting down, and it felt like someone was calling me. Like, it was like a heart connection, like a soulmate, and then I got in my head Mexico. And I have no clue what it means, but it just felt like there was like a bond there, but I don't understand.
Okay. Let's see what I'm hearing about this. Okay, I'm seeing an image of there's two people and there's a cord of love light that connects these two people. And one of the people is you. And the other one's in Mexico. So do you know someone that you love that's in Mexico?
No. No, that's the thing. I'm not in love with anyone. I'm going to travel at the end of the year, but I'm currently single.
Are you single and looking for that special someone?
Yes, but I'm, like, working on myself. But I know with God, it's, you know, it's on his time, not mine.
Well, I was hearing the words, he's waiting for you in Mexico. So I don't know if that means, you know, the one that you've been wanting in your life is in Mexico, patiently waiting for you to show up so that he can be with you. Yeah, interesting.
Do you have like any clue what he looks like or like how? I mean, I was planning to like start in Mexico and make my way down.
They never tell me anything like that because then you would only be looking for what I told you. And it's not about how he looks, it's about his energy. You will feel his energy. You're already feeling his energy.
Feels deep. Really deep. I've never felt anything like that before. You know, especially someone I don't know in another country.
Well, you haven't met him in the physical yet in this lifetime, but you do actually know him from past lives. So this is an old connection. You guys have been through things before together. And apparently you're going to have the option of going through things again with him.
Oh, I'm open.
He has lovely
energy. I'm definitely
energy.
Open. Yeah, that's what I was feeling. I was so strange. I was eating, and then it just started feeling it in my heart. And I was like, what's going on? I'm not having a heart attack. So I'm like, what's going on? And then I heard the word Mexico. Okay.
Well, but I have even more to look forward to when you go to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm just waiting and being patient and seeing what life has to offer.
Okay, well, you are, you know, you're looking for answers about your life and what you're supposed to do and all of that sort of stuff, and you are apparently getting them. So as long as you're open to it, you know, and you are just being you when you are there, do the things that you love to do, do the things that you want, the things that allow your light to shine forth, and he will have no problem finding you.
Okay. I'm open. This sounds amazing.
It feels like he keeps saying, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. he really wants to meet you. So, yeah, this feels really good. So you can have that wondrous anticipation.
Yeah, because I was planning to, if I just came home from Peru, and then I was planning to, because I went there, I saw a shaman, and like, you know what, there's more to life than this. So I was planning to leave the country in December to go travel the world for like 2 years, 2-3 years. And I had my first stop is Mexico. So I was going to be there for 3 months at a, like volunteering at a yoga retreat on the coast, the Pacific coast, and then back to South America again. Listen, I'm open. I'm not trying to, I said I have an itinerary, but I know plans change immediately, can change overnight. So I'm just being patient with all that.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're going to meet someone wonderful there. So who knows what your plans are going to change to. And maybe he's going to travel the world with you. That'll be even more fun.
That would be amazing.
Okay. Well, this feels like a great thing that's coming into your life. So I'm glad you're open to it.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for having me on the show as well and spending time with me to figure this out.
You are welcome. And this does feel really good. So make sure you get your
Thank
cute
you.
Clothes back with you, too.
I will.
Okay, great. And let me know how it goes. Definitely call me and tell me about your wonderful friend in Mexico.
I definitely will.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to ask about?
Oh, no. That was perfect. Well, can you keep me on the line? As well as I can listen to the rest of the show?
Sure. No problem.
Thank
at
you.
All. Okay. All right. Well, before we move on to another caller, I'm supposed to let me see who it is that wants to share this information with you guys. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, I'm going to be doing a course starting next Tuesday called Healing with Jesus. And in that course, we're going to spend an hour to an hour and a half. And Jesus is going to come in and provide the healing energy for whatever issue it is the people in the course have. And so lately, you know, ever since I decided I was supposed to do this course, well, I didn't decide. Actually, Jesus told me I should do this course. He's been coming into my life more and more and more and more and more. And he's here right now, and he wants to give a message to everyone. And I'm not sure what the message is about, but I don't really need to know because, you know, we're all going to hear it in a second. So this is, I'm supposed to say, and if you want to take the course, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on Healing with Jesus. And that will give you all of the information about the course. Because I'm always forgetting to do what I need to do so that people can know and join. So that's why I had to say what I said. All right. So here is Jesus with his message. My beloved, your life is your creation. And we know that you've heard this in many different ways, many different times. But we want you to truly understand that your life is your creation. Everything that you create in your life is based on your beliefs. If you believe something is possible, then yes, it is possible for you. If you believe something is impossible, then yes, it is impossible for you. We want you to understand the power of your beliefs, of what you think, of what you've decided, of what you have determined. These beliefs that you have affect every aspect of your existence, every part of your life. Remember that. It's not just affecting one area of your life. It's affecting every area of your life. Some of you have beliefs that you are not good enough for anyone else to love. This is your belief. This is not the truth. It's a belief. Because you are more than good enough. And you are love. You always have been. You always will be. Whether or not you choose to recognize that love is your choice. But the love is there. The love never ends. Even from one lifetime to another. Those that love you continue to love you. So there is no ending, ever. And when you are opening up to love in this lifetime, from one of those old connections, the potential for that relationship is phenomenal. It's astronomical. It's more than you can ever imagine. But it's your choice. And if you choose to accept that kind of a relationship, you will experience all of the growth and evolution that that love is going to bring into your life. And if you choose not to accept it, then you will get your growth and evolution in a different way. It's not like you have to do anything. You always have a choice. And we want you to accept that, and to understand that, and to live that. Because your life is not predetermined. Yes, there are some things you agreed to before you were born, but you are not required to stick with them. It is not something that you have no choice about because you have free will. Always have a choice. Just like when you wake up in the morning, you have a choice about how you see the day. Whether you see it as something wonderful and exciting, wondering what kind of amazing miracles are going to happen, or if you see it as something that feels heavy and old and tired. And you're wondering, why do I keep doing the same thing over and over when I don't like it? do you have a choice about what you create, about what you feel, about what you allow, about who you are being? Don't forget your choices. They are your choices. We can assist you in your life. We assist you by helping your dreams come true, by making you aware of your beliefs so that you can change them if you need to, so that you can actually have what you desire. We do not control you. We do not force you to do anything. That is not why we are here. We don't want to take your free will away from you. We don't want to run your life. We don't want to fix you. Because frankly, we don't see you as broken. We are here to assist you with what you choose. So it's not a matter of waiting for the angels or God or the divine beings to make your life what you want it to be. It's more a matter of accepting the assistance that we offer you. It's more a matter of you making the choice about what you want to experience. It's a matter of you waking up and being in your power and knowing that we don't have power over you. You have power with us. You also have power without us. So you're not required to ever call on us. But you can. We're here, and we're more than happy to help you. We hope that this information assists you in understanding and opening up to your own life, to your own choices. And remember, we love you. We always love you. We will always love you. And you deserve it. Okay? That's what Jesus wanted to share right now. So we will go to our next caller from area code 313. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, thank you for asking. I was wondering about Sam. Why are you being so bitter towards me?
Okay, and can I have your name?
Sherelle.
Okay. All right, Sherelle.
I have not heard from him over a year, but I just recently got in contact with him. I decided to call, but this conversation is just quick over, and I don't know what it is. I don't know.
One of the things that I'm hearing is that he has moved on with his life. They're not telling me why he's decided that he doesn't want you to be an important part of his life. But he apparently has moved on. Why are you not moving on? Why are you still hanging on?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, I'm feeling that you have some fear. Do you have fear of finding a new relationship, or what is this?
I am in a relationship, actually.
Okay.
No,
so why are you concerned with one that's already ended?
I'm sorry, you said what?
Why are you so concerned about a relationship that has already ended? Why don't you want to?
I don't know, because we never had a closure. We in and off on bad terms, and it never was a closure.
Okay.
So it's kind of bugging me a little bit.
So let's do. Actually, Jesus wants to do a little healing work on you about letting this go so that you can move forward with your own life. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So Jesus is going to come through, and he's going to talk to you, and there are going to be angels working on you while he talks to you. So all you have to do is listen and allow. That's it. So here he is. My beloved, when one relationship ends, let it go. This whole belief that you have to have this closure is simply a reason for hanging on to what you are not willing to let go of. There is a part of you that thinks that you would not be good enough to move on because you don't know exactly why this ended. And you have all of these beliefs, well, did I do this wrong or did I say this wrong? Was there something wrong with me that you don't know about? And we are sending you a host of angels to help you let go of all of this because you don't need it. You don't need it at all. It really doesn't matter why the relationship ended. It did end. He has moved on with his life. You have moved on with your life to a certain extent. But it's time to allow that part of you that is hanging on to the old beliefs about what it's supposed to be. It's time for that to be released.
So what about my current relationship?
Your current relationship has potential. It has even more potential as you let go of the old relationship. Because right now you are not fully committed to the new relationship. You are standing between the two, trying to decide which way to go. We want you to decide to move forward with your life. This new relationship has a lot of lessons in it for you. A lot of things that you will benefit from learning.
Yeah, but I never dated a guy that got kids. He had kids, and that's something I'm kind of not used to.
And just because you're not used to it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, but I never...
To loving more, to be more accepted, to tap into that maternal, nurturing aspect of yourself, to decide whether or not you want to have children, whether or not that's something
Yeah, I would.
So what is it that you are afraid of? You're holding
back. What is it that I'm afraid of?
Yes. With the new relationship.
Being hurt. I'm afraid of being hurt, to be honest. I believe that's what it is. And that's what I'm not putting my all into. I mean, I ain't gonna say I'm not putting my all, but I'm afraid of being hurt, like most people.
Well, the angels are assisting you right now with that. They are opening your heart.
Being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Being taken advantage of.
You have fears about being vulnerable.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. You want to hide yourself until you know it is safe for you to come out.
Yes, being vulnerable, yes.
So
his birthday is Sunday.
And you have something special planned?
Yes, today we're going to the Tigers game. And tomorrow we're getting a couple massage, something that he's not expecting because he is a construction worker, and then he's not expecting that. And he going out to the club and all that crap, so.
Well, we think that this couple's massage will be a wonderful bonding experience for the two of you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will be. Something that he's not expecting.
We want you to open your heart.
You say he wants.
We want you to open your heart.
Yes, your voice is very low.
We want you to open your heart to the relationship.
I know.
We want you to open your heart to the relationship, to your actually being happy.
Yes. How do I begin to open my heart? Close.
We are opening your heart. Now you get to make the decisions coming from that open heart. Which means you are going to have to make different decisions, not things that you think about and analyze and come up with logical reasons for.
I do
analyze
a lot.
It's about how you feel. Yes, we want you to come out of your mind and go into your heart. You have the potential to be so loved, to have this man love you, adore you, and look forward to every single moment with you. But in order to do that, you have to let him see you.
Yes.
You heard about everything you said.
You're very, very right about the things you say.
You asked to have us help you to heal this, your relationships, and that is what we are doing. We are opening you up to love, to loving him, to loving yourself.
Yes.
Because that is an important part of the relationship.
Yes. You're right about that.
So we ask now that you just take a few nice, deep breaths and just let go.
Okay.
Severed the ties to the past relationship. So it is over and it is done. It will only come back if you call it back. You are in the current relationship now. And you are opening up to that relationship, to actually being loved. And we know that if you allow this, it will be a beautiful experience for you. But it is your choice, always.
Yes, my choice.
Yes.
So what about this girl, Ashley? Like, we've been friends for years, and all of a sudden we're not talking because she's about to have her second child. And then the guy I'm with, we all grew up together and we know each other. So how do you think about this? Because like a month ago, I had took a vacation in Arizona. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So a month ago, I took a vacation to Arizona to see my mom because I haven't seen her a year. A whole year I haven't seen my mom. And this girl, she never called me. She never checked on me. She have not seen did I make it or anything. And I have not still heard from her until now.
She is focusing on the child. Priorities in life are different than yours. It doesn't mean that she doesn't think about you or she doesn't care about you. It's that what is important to her is different from what is important to you.
Yeah, but that don't mean you shut people out because you're going through something or you're focusing on something, because at the end of the day, you might need that person that you're shutting out. And that don't make sense. And then I ask him, which is my man, you know, does she even ask about me when you go over there? And no, she does not. But
friendships go through different phases throughout lifetimes. And sometimes friendships, even old friendships.
She was surrounded in a building and everything. I'm good, how are you? Yeah, thanks.
We want you to focus on your life, on what is actually important to you, and allow your friend to have her baby, to focus on what she is focused on, and to accept that she may come back eventually and she may not. But you are the one who is creating your life. You are the one who is creating your choices. Do what is right for you. Does this make sense?
Yes. But I just don't feel like that's right.
let go of the whole belief that there's right and wrong, because that's just going to create drama and trauma in your life. Decide what it is you want to do, who you want to be, what you want to feel, and move forward from there.
Yeah, but I just feel like I'm not about to reach out. I'm not about to. I haven't called her. She haven't called me. I haven't texted her. She haven't texted me or anything. So I'm not going to worry about it. I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know.
It's not. She just has a different focus.
Okay. She ended up moving, and then now she has a new phone number, I heard. Okay. Well, I just hope everything work out.
Well, you go ahead and create your life the way you want it to be and send her lots of love and let go of everything else.
Okay. Thank you. Where did DC?
I think she's with her grandchildren. She wasn't sure if she'd be able to make it because she had to do some babysitting too.
Well, I hope my relationship is going to work out. We live together and everything. I just hope it works out. The question was, what is I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of being hurt.
You have to let go of the fear. As long as you're afraid of being hurt, you're going to push him away.
Yeah, but he's thinking I'm still talking to my ex.
Well, in some ways, you were still connected with your ex, so he was right. You
hadn't
let him go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you've let your ex go. So focus on the one that you want. Focus on the one that you actually care about.
Yeah, but my ex saying that I know we meant to be together. He could feel it in his heart and all that stuff like that. We meant to be together, and basically he want me back.
You can't spend your life waiting for someone that you've already ended a relationship with to come back to you. That's going to make you miserable. It's going to keep you from actually being able to have an enjoyable relationship with the one who's there. I don't care what your ex needs to say. It doesn't matter. That's over and done. It's not where you are anymore. Don't live in the past.
Yes, you're right about that. You could be my relationship counselor.
So enjoy this birthday weekend with that special someone, and have a good time. And let go of all the doubts and the worries, and just enjoy the moment, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Well, I'm glad you're open to having a better life, so get busy living it.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Okay, and I want to remind all of our callers that if you have a question, you need to press the number 1 so that a symbol appears on my studio so that I know you have a question and I can click on your line. Otherwise, you just get to listen and you never get to ask. And the angels are saying, ask. So don't hesitate. Don't think that your question's not going to be that significant or whatever. Because this is about you actually changing your life. And there's no one more important in your life than you are. All right, our next caller is from area code 636. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm kind of lost with my career, my job. I keep applying for jobs that I want. And I have like 4 interviews. I had 2 this week and 2 next week. And I want to, do you see me getting one of those? These are jobs I really want. I keep getting offered jobs that I don't want to go back to, that kind of work.
but these are jobs that you are looking forward to moving forward in.
Right, right.
Okay, and there's a fear around you and jobs, and I don't know if this is connected with the jobs that you used to do that you don't want to do anymore. What are you afraid of? There's a fear there.
I'm a LPN, and I don't really want to work in nursing homes anymore because it's like, it's so stressful because they put like a big load on you that, you know, and mistakes can happen.
Right.
I just don't want to, I love elderly people a lot. So I really don't want to go back to that. I want to go to like an office, a clinic, or, you know, a hospital. And I've had like 4 interviews. Well, I had 2, and I have 2 next week. I'm hoping that one of those work out. Any one of those would be perfect jobs.
Okay.
Maybe not perfect, but what I'm looking for, the type of nurse that I'm looking for.
Right. So what your guidance is telling me is that you actually have a fear that the new jobs that you're interviewing for will not work, and you will end up having to go back to the nursing home. There's a part of you that really hasn't let go of the whole idea of the nursing home. It's like you're focusing on what you're afraid of, which means you're not allowing what you desire because you're too busy staying in that old energy. So
that's
would you
true.
Like to do a little bit of clearing work to help you to let go of the old stuff?
Yeah, because I've actually had a couple of really good jobs, and I've kind of messed them up and sabotaged them.
Yeah. You really have mixed emotions about the nursing home. Like you said, you enjoy working with the elderly. You enjoy that aspect. But it's the management and their rules and regulations and expectations that you have issues with.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's do some clearing work on that. So I will ask the question, and the question will go on for however long it goes on. And at the end, I'll say if you're willing to accept this, say yes. And we'll see if we can clear out some of that old stuff, because you don't need that anymore.
Okay.
So would you like the Divine Infinity Healing for releasing the negativity that you are hanging on to about working in a nursing home, about the management of nursing homes, about the people who are in charge and what they're going to ask of you and what they're going to expect of you, and that it's going to be more than you can handle, it's going to be more than what's reasonable, so that the work will become unbearable, so that you will not be able to actually enjoy working with the elderly, which you love, and you will be bogged down with all of the red tape, all of the paperwork tied up in all of that red tape. I can just see red tape wrapped all around you. And if you are ready now to let go of this whole idea, this whole concept of the red tape and of all of the misery you felt when you had those jobs, and actually open yourself up to accepting that you can find a place to work where you get to work with a variety of people, including the elderly, and you get to do the work where you are actually working with the people instead of having to worry about all of the paperwork and all of this other stuff. You actually get to interact with the people. You get to share your love, your light, your healing energy with the people, because that is who you are. That's what your heart is calling out for you to do. And if you are willing to accept this change in who you are being and what you are experiencing, then say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice, deep, deep breaths. Okay, and there's a little more we need to get out of the way. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing those identities that you used to have that showed you as this person who is inundated with all of this garbage from these employers and having to deal with it and not being free, having to suffer and having to struggle? That identity is not you, and it really has no place in your life anymore. And this opens you up to the identities that have you having a job that you love, looking forward to going to work, interacting with people and smiling and knowing that you are making a difference in the lives of the people that you are working with. This allows you to shine forth and to be the beautiful beacon of love that you are. If you're willing to accept that change in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I don't know.
That's a perfectly acceptable answer.
One breath I took in too deep and it made me dizzy.
You probably need to breathe deeper all the time. You might want to be one of those shallow breathers, and you probably want to change that. Your life actually flows better when you breathe more deeply. Okay, when I look at your energy now, it's much calmer. It's like you're just, okay, you're going on with life, you're being who you're being, and everything is okay. That's how it feels now when I look at it. So just notice when you are going back into thinking about the nursing home and the negativity and all of that kind of thing. And whenever that is happening, breathe deeply and let it go. Because that's not where you are. That's not where you want to be. So that's not even something you need to be thinking about. So just breathe deeply and let it go. Okay? Okay, Marie, if you're talking, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I pressed the mute button. Do you see me getting my new jobs? Of any of the four I interviewed for? Or two that I still will, two that I did interview?
I see two of them wanting you to come back again for an additional interview or whatever the heck it is that they're wanting. So I see two of them being very interested in you. And then you're going to have to choose.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I see it working out and working out well. And you actually being happy with the one that you choose.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. And enjoy the new job.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 646. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What can I help you with today?
All right, so I would like to know, what are my guides stating in regards to my love life? I'm not in any rush. I live in New York City. I'm not dating anyone here in New York City at all. However, I do plan on going to California in about, I would say, in about 6 months, I would say. And I was thinking about maybe setting up either an eHarmony page. You know, I just want something different in my life. I don't want to date anyone here from where I live. No way. I'm not even interested.
Oh my goodness, what have they done in New York City? What have they done to you?
No, that's okay. I want something kind of different in my life. I mean, I've been single for a very long time, but I'm happy in this decision. I'm glad I had no one but myself. And the other people that were in my past, no, no. I need something, someone that I can appreciate and someone that appreciates me mentally, healthy, just everything all across the board.
Okay, I'm seeing this image of this, like, older surfer dude, kind of.
Oh, kind of surfer dude. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let me see what they want to say about this. They think it's funny that you don't want anyone from New York.
No, absolutely not.
Go to California and end up with someone from New York. I'm just saying that may happen. Okay. So they're saying to be open.
Be open.
The restrictions on, you know, he has to be from California. They really want you to be open.
Okay.
Because
I'll be open.
It's not where he's from, it's who he's
where
being.
He's at. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
It's the character aspects that you want from him. You want him to, it feels like you want him to have a great sense of humor and to be lighthearted. That feels right.
Exactly, yes.
And that he needs to be intelligent.
Extremely,
yes. And he needs to be, it's kind of well-rounded is what it feels like. You know, not just one-dimensional, not one of those people that this is what I do and this is all I think about and there's nothing else. Don't ask me to do anything. Because you don't want that. You want someone well-rounded and flexible.
Extremely, yes.
Yes. And you want someone who is strong and independent, but compassionate.
Exactly, yes.
And so they're showing me that okay, they're showing me in California. They show me people's love connections, kind of like these lights circling a tower, like on an airfield, you know, where the air traffic controllers are landing the planes. And so they're showing me that in California, you will have three lights circling you. So you'll have at least three choices of these men who will meet your criteria.
Yes.
And then you will get to decide which one of them, or you can decide that you want to hang out with all of them. I don't care. It's your life. you can have as much fun as you want to. So you're going to have three different ones. And it looks like they're pretty much all going to come into your life about the same time.
Oh. All right. So I'm definitely okay.
Yeah, they're showing me that for New York, you're kind of in a holding pattern and no one is there. But once you get to California, you're going to be open and you're actually going to allow your three lights to come into your life.
All right.
All three of them are going to be great. So all you'll have to do is, you know, pick one or two.
Yes, definitely. I might be willing to go out of my race, but that's fine. But I'm pretty much open now.
Well, they're showing as long as you are actually having fun, actually enjoying.
Yes.
That's going to make a huge difference because it's when you're out doing something that you love and actually enjoying yourself that they're going to find you. That's the way that they're going to find you. So it's not like you have to be in a particular place at any particular time. It's just that you get to be you and you get to let your life shine. They're going to see
it. All right. Okay. I'm smiling. I'm happy.
Well, good. I think you're really going to enjoy it.
All right. Well, I will keep you posted. Definitely once they come in. So might need some guidance and help in regards to which avenue to go. Okay.
And now they're saying, and remember, you don't have to just pick one.
Okay. Definitely. Yes. Yes. Okay.
You may just end up, dating all three of them for a while and just having fun, enjoying life. That's what's important.
All right. I definitely will do that. All right. Thank you so much.
I'm all wild and crazy in California now. So.
All right, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. Guidance is saying that it's okay for your life to be a party. And, they're not talking about one of those parties for some reason I'm seeing one of those frat boy parties from a movie where everybody's getting extremely drunk and just doing stupid things. No, they're talking about a party where you actually get to enjoy every moment, where you get to hang out with people and just have fun. No drama, no complications, no restrictions, none of that. I have to be an adult and I have to behave appropriately. And they're not saying that you should, get up and dance on tables when you're drunk or anything like that. But they're saying that you should relish life. Truly allow yourself to enjoy your life and to not believe that you have to be a particular way before people will actually love you. Because it's when you are being you, when you are being real and honest and doing what is in your heart, that people see you, people know you. And you have that connection with them. And you can probably think of times in your life when you've been you. You've really been you. You've been in that energy of you. And it's made such a tremendous difference in who you attract, in the relationships that you develop, and in who you become. So don't hesitate to be you. It's okay to be you. You're not supposed to be anybody else. So just open your heart to yourself. And that's who you should love first and foremost. Because if you don't love you, you're not going to let anybody else love you. So it's important to love you. And you deserve it. And it should be wild and it should be wonderful. And it should be fun and there should be laughter. And there should be dancing and singing if that's what you're into. So give yourself permission to have fun in your life. Okay. So I'm not seeing anyone else with their hand up, and I'm not seeing anyone who is logged into the chat room that can ask a question. So let me see if I'm supposed to end the show early. And I'm hearing a yes. So I guess that is the show for today, and thank you all for listening and those called in and asked the questions that they had about their lives. I hope that everyone has an absolutely amazing week, and I will be back next week at the same time, and hopefully DC will be able to join me next week. I hope everyone spends some time just having fun. Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.